Kudo.
What up? What up? It's Just the Tips here, bruh.
I'm Dante.
Tar.
Deep in the sesh. Time for us to listen to the testimony, I think. Let's go ahead and do that.
Cross-examination.
Or, yeah. We always press.
Just after midnight, you say? In other words, it was no longer Christmas Eve, but Christmas Day. I'm rhyming accidentally.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
Objection. I know you don't want to find contradictions, but really.
I hope your next contradiction is a little more relevant to the trial. Witness, continue your cross-examination. Testimony, whatever.
I was in my car.
Hold it.
Why were you camping there anyway?
I'm a research student at my university. I was taking pictures to use in my research.
What research? This is sounds suspicious.
Press further.
Miss Hart, can you be more specific about your research?
What does the witness's motive in camping by the lake have to do with this case? The answer is nothing. I object to this line of questioning. Objection sustained. Wait now. I'm the one who says that. Well, then say it already. Just a second.
Yo, thanks for nothing, Your Honor. Submissive judge, dominant.
I heard this being come from my lake.
So you weren't looking at the lake at the time?
Nope. I looked after I heard that noise.
Objection. She said that already. I asked you to find contradictions, not leisurely chat with the witness.
When I looked out the window, I saw two gents in a boat. Hold it.
Yeah, you want my Doritos? No, you're not.
Can you clearly see the two men?
Just look at the picture. Clear enough for you.
Uh-oh.
Press further.
Wait a second.
The picture's not clear.
I wasn't asking you about the photo. I was asking if you saw the two men.
Well, of course.
The witness has testified that she saw them. There's also the photo. You'd best look elsewhere for your precious contradictions.
He jumped in quick. He's hiding something.
Oh yeah, we're onto it. Then there was another bang.
Were you watching the very moment the shot rang out?
Well, yeah, sure.
Objection. You're asking meaningless questions. Meaningless. Contradictions, Mr. Wright, not meaningless babble.
Von Karma, I think I hate you. He's trying to keep me from talking to the witness. To what end?
There wasn't nary a thing on the lake but that boat.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, sure as a country gal can be.
That sounds pretty sure.
How can you show sure? How come?
Well, heck, I scanned the whole lake. Oh, yeah.
Scanned the whole lake? It almost sounds like she was more interested in the lake than the boat.
Miss Hart, you...
Mr. Wright, the witness has answered the question in full. No need for further questions. Objection sustained. Oh, but that's what I'm... Sustained! Yes, of course.
Oh, great.
Smack. Enough. I think you've heard all we need to hear, Mr. Wright. Seems you are unable to find a contradiction in a testimony worth noting.
But, Your Honor!
You keep your promises. Mr. Wright, I'm afraid that I will have to penalize any further outburst by holding you in contempt of court. And if that happens, you'll have to leave the courtroom immediately. Understood.
Nick! Why this testimony is fishy, Nick? Real fishy!
I know what you mean, but if I can't say anything, what can I do?
Oh, man!
I believe we've covered the evidence sufficiently to make a decision. Then pass your judgment. Very well. Mr. Miles Edgeworth, please take the stand.
Hold it!
Oh.
Who's that?
It was me!
Maya!
Oh. Is something wrong? Do you need to use the facilities?
No, I don't! I do not. Whatever. Lot of heart! Your testimony stinks! It's unclear whether you were actually looking at the lake. It's highly doubtful that you saw
Mr. Edgeworth
actually. Tell us the truth. This is a matter of life or death. Lotta! Did you really clearly see Mr. Edgeworth that night? Did you see him fire that pistol?
Smack.
You will stand down. The court does not acknowledge the defense's outburst.
Answer me, Lotta! What's the big idea of treating me like some kind of criminal? I saw him, I swear! I saw Edgeworth.
Enough. Judge, declare the defense in contempt of court. Yes, of course. I'm sorry, but you were warned. Guard, escort Mr. Wright out of the courtroom. He is in contempt of court and must leave.
No!
Sheesh!
Wait.
I was the one who made the outburst, Your Honor. Nick is innocent.
Huh. What's the difference? All that remains is for the guilty verdict to be declared. Isn't that right, Mr. Phoenix Wright? I would say you're wrong. Oh.
Wrong!
What?
Did you hear what Miss Hart said? Did you hear what Miss Hart just said? She said she clearly saw Mr. Edgeworth. That was not in the testimony. That changes her testimony, and I have the right to cross-examine her again.
Oh my god, no way. Testimony, not a cross-examine again. Oh,
order. Oh. You're in contempt of court. It's too late for wild claims. Judge, sustain my objection.
Now I'm putting my foot down now. Put it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Von Karma, but I cannot. What? Miss Hart has made a new testimony. The defense does have a right to cross-examine her again.
But he is in contempt of court.
No, I am! If you're going to arrest someone, arrest me!
Very well. Maya Faye, you will leave the courtroom immediately.
I did what I could. You have to do the rest. Good luck.
Maya.
Maya.
I care not for this melodrama. Listen well, Mr. Wright. I do not tolerate badgering of my witness.
I'm running out of time. I better find a contradiction in here or else.
Mr. Wright, begin your cross-examination. Cross-examination.
Well, what about the other man?
Judge, you cannot expect to be allowed to blithely ignore your promise, Mr. Wright. I believe you claim there was a contradiction in the witness's testimony. We'll find it, if you can.
Mr. Wright, I have to assign you a pun. Oh, wow. So we can't just press everything anymore.
Damn. That's it? Uh-oh. I don't know if I can find anything in that. But I can't squander Maya's efforts either.
We gotta kind of be more... I saw it as clear as day. The man on the boat was Mr. Edgeworth. Maybe we present the photo here. I feel like. Let's do it. Ha ha!
Got ya. Got ya, Miss Hart. Finally.
What? You got what?
Look at this photograph.
The photo I took?
The very same. There's something I want you to see in this photo. It's quite clearly visible.
What?
The fog, Miss Hart.
Oh.
The fog.
So?
This picture was taken with a professional, high-quality film, correct? Yet, even it could not capture the faces of the man on the boat. Yet you claim you saw Mr. Edgeworth. My answer...
How?
My question.
Oh my god, he's saying an answer, but it's actually a question.
Mr. Wright has a point. That's why I told her not to say that in her testimony. Please.
Yet now she has said it, Mr. Von Karma. How could you possibly see Mr. Edgeworth?
Explain yourself.
Miss Hart.
What?
Could you see the defendant that night?
Of course. I said I could and I meant I could.
Then please testify as to the circumstances of your sighting.
I did it! Yay! I finally found a hole in Von Karma's carefully vague testimony.
Witness testimony, how Edgeworth was seen.
You're right. It was a cold night, and the fog was thick as grits. So once I was finished setting up my camera, I got back in the car. Still, I brought my binoculars with me. When I heard that noise out on the lake, I looked with my binoculars. See, no problem.
You use binoculars. Very well. You may begin your cross-examination, Mr. Wright.
This one better be good.
Better be. Cross examination. Press.
Hold on. Remember, we can't just press willy-nilly.
I think that was just for that part.
Look.
Alright. I got back to the car. Brought my binoculars with me. What do we got?
We must carefully look through each text. Alright?
Boom. Find the victim's body.
Overhead. We're looking for any contradictions. Find it.
Article, incident, photo, time of death. Okay. Still like grandma every night with me when I heard that noise out on the lake, I look with my binoculars. I think all we can do is press something right now.
She looked into her binoculars, but the fog, it was still thick. The fog was thick, right?
Yeah.
How could she be able to see? They had a high quality camera and they still couldn't see.
Right. Press this.
Press it! If there was a heavy fog, how would your binoculars change that at all?
What do you mean?
Even binoculars can't see through fog. But you... you say you clearly saw him.
I did, Yahya.
Enough. There is no room for doubt in her testimony.
She sounds pretty doubtful to me.
But I have to find a clear contradiction first. I don't care how many Von Karmic objections I get. I'm going to find a hole in this testimony if it's the last thing I do.
I think we can press whatever lines in this one.
Okay, whatever you want to do. How could you see Mr. Edgeworth?
Now just hold your horses for a second.
You hasty Yankee types never had a guy where I'm from. Fine, I mean.
Defense attorneys have trouble with that as it is.
Nobody loves me.
Nobody. Once I was finished and then my camera got back in the car.
Your camera?
Yeah, it's got an automatic. New pet.
The issue we are concerned with here is Miss Hart seeing Mr. Edgeworth. The camera has nothing to do with this at all. Objection sustained.
Hart, he's not letting her answers of any of my questions. Binoculars?
Yeah, binoculars.
Yesterday you mentioned that you were out looking for shooting stars, correct?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't you need a telescope, not binoculars, for that?
Yeah.
I've got doubts about your camera, too. Was that really to take pictures of meteor showers?
Objection! The camera is irrelevant to this case.
Uh-huh.
You can't say that for certain.
Mr. Wright, is the camera really relevant to this case? If you believe it is, you may continue with this line of questioning.
But know this. If you find nothing with this, there will be
consequences. Dire consequences.
Well, Mr. Ray, do you wish to press further about the camera?
Of course. I ain't scared of nobody.
This is a make it or break it time.
The camera is of utmost importance, Your Honor. It is perhaps the key to this entire case.
Yep.
Therefore, I will continue my line of questioning.
I think the real question is, why did she ever explain why she decided to put the sound thing on there? The one that like can will like shoot.
We will
off.
Get to that when we get to that.
I'm trying to do my hypothesis.
Wow. to be honest, we will get to that when we get to that. Because I don't know.
Well, I feel like that sound thing is mic or whatever that picks up the sound and makes the camera go off will be a key thing. It's like, he'll be like, why did you put that on there? For what reason? To capture the murder, not for shooting stars.
You're using your brain power too much for so little.
Very well.
Very well.
No, I feel like that's going to be key.
We will.
The devil's in the details.
They did not accept question yet.
You gotta read the fine print.
They did not accept question yet.
I'm Nostradamus.
You may be looking left when they were all looking right. You're looking in the wrong spot.
But three lefts make a right.
You're looking in the wrong spot. Miss Hart, you will testify to the court about this hearing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Of a meteor shower.
Miss Hart, what made you choose that lake to photograph meteors? You know the fog gets thick on the lake. It's not very suited to stargaze.
Yeah, well, you see, I guess I wasn't thinking too straight, huh?
Mr. Wright, I will not have you badgering my witness because of her challenged intellect.
Now, wait a minute.
Continue your testimony. You are saying how it was that you saw Mr. Edgeworth. No unnecessary comments, please.
Oculus.
If there was a heavy fog, how would binoculars change that at all? That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Oh, we already asked her that.
It doesn't make sense.
Wrong one.
It doesn't make sense.
So it we gotta present something.
Your testimony stinks.
Oh, it stinks, all right. Camera said to take pictures of a meteor shower. All right. Wait a minute. All right. That's not it. Maybe that is it. Maybe she wanted to see Gordy. Set to automatically take a picture when loud noise detected faces the lake. You know what? This is something to think about and ponder and come back next time and figure out. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yes, sir. What's your tip of the day?
Tip of the day? When you have a car and it's winter time and you got tires. No, Dante, I'm not gonna steal your flow, bro. We have mainly a men audience, 16 to 24, right?
Yeah, probably.
I want to give y'all advice, man. I'm in a demo with y'all. I love y'all, man. Thank you guys for watching us and all that. You check up on your friends, man. Tip of the day, check up on your friends. Give them a call. That one call may brighten up their day for the rest of the day.
Oh yeah.
Hey, and if they're in a stuffed situation financially, and you can send them a little bit of money, maybe a dollar, maybe five, maybe 10, you can spare that. That's love.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people, they're sure. I forgot what the dude said, but if you can't show love physically, you won't go far with your relationships. If you can't show your love by giving gifts, your relationship will not go far.
Right.
So show how much you care about that person or persons. Give them a gift. There's my words of wisdom for you, my tips for you.
Nice. All right, that's a wrap. Peace out.